Hello and welcome to our latest Business Spotlight interview. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Malcolm Emery, CEO of Radius Energy. Hello, Malcolm.
Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing today? Good.
Doing good. The sun's shining.
Great, great. Why don't you share with us who you are, what you do, and for how long you've been doing it as a starting point?
Malcolm Emery, Managing Director now of Radius Energy, formerly Powerhouse Energy Management, up until the end of November last year when Radius acquired the majority shareholding in the business. I run an energy company. We do everything from contract management for customers, so who you connect to, the energy suppliers that are out there, gas and power. We help people get on the right contract and the right tariff. We also then advise and help people to manage consumption and actually permanently take cost out of their business. All in all, I've been doing it now for over 15 years, both in Ireland, across Ireland and GB, and we also work in Germany.
Very good, very good. So, do you work with both the consumer and the business side of things, or who is your ideal customer?
Our ideal customers, we only work in the business sector,
Okay.
and our ideal customer is the SME, and I've been an SME for more years than I can care to remember,
Yes.
where there's owner managers just, I wouldn't say struggling, but they're working hard to just keep the business going. They do everything. They do accounts, they do buying, they do selling, they do a multitude of things. They might have 10 other people who are also very busy. Those businesses tend not to have the specialist skills in the business to help them buy their energy, for example. And we then would help them do that. And in the last 18 months during the energy crisis, it was amazing how many people actually wanted to talk to us.
Very good, very good. I guess you've seen a huge uptake in interest because of that energy crisis.
Oh, absolutely, because for a year there was no such thing really as a fixed price energy contract on
Sure.
the island of Ireland because the markets were so volatile. That had a direct impact on our business because we, earn our fees from the contracts that the customers are happy to sign up to. So we did the right thing and said, look, there's nothing there. We'd advise you to wait. And the customers did wait, and now we're able to contract them because the market has changed. And that's what we do. And that has helped out an awful lot of people, because some of the prices were scary a year ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, and it's great that you can be helping people in that way. So what inspired you to start in the business?
Well, what inspired me to start in the business initially, 30 odd years ago, was redundancy.
Okay.
It was Hobson's choice.
Yeah.
So you have to do things, and then I'd always wanted to do something for myself, pardon me, for myself, and that was a needs must when the devil drives job.
Yes. Yeah.
So I finished up being self-employed, selling things for a man at another business, and then I just graduated from there. And then you take a plunge and go a bit further, and you take something on, or you buy something, then you go a bit further again, and on you go, and you just keep that journey and that momentum going, and you get an awful lot of lows, but you also get an awful lot of highs.
Sure. So what were some of the challenges that you faced?
Well, the biggest challenge any small business faces when they step out, my initial foray was risk-free. It was just the fact that you had no salary safety net being self-employed.
Yeah.
But the biggest risk any to any business is the startup capital. Because, the old saying that a bank will always give you an umbrella when it's not raining, is very true.
Yeah, very good.
And that is the biggest challenge, because you've got to get your business set up, you've got to get your market sorted out, you've got to get your working capital in place, you've got to get your invoicing and your sales and all of that, and you've got to cash flow that. And
Sure.
that's a steep learning curve, a really steep learning curve. And I think, including myself, a lot of people go into business for the first time on their own very naively,
Sure.
and then
Yeah.
realize when you're 6 months in, oh hell, how does this work?
Yeah.
Where's the manual?
Very, very, very true. And I guess what have you learned about yourself during this journey?
Resilience.
It's essential,
And
isn't it?
seriously essential, and adaptability.
Yeah. Yeah.
a very good business partner of mine in the past. He's sadly passed away there a few years ago. But, you know, he said to me, he says, Malcolm, he says, you can think around corners.
Yeah.
He says, you see the corner and you know how to get around it. Now, I'd never thought of it that way, but he was an experienced corporate CEO.
Yes.
Whereas I was an entrepreneur, and both skills, when they were put together, worked extraordinarily well. We built a very successful company and sold it. So yeah, I think that adaptability, resilience, and just persistency.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess in this whole business journey, what has been your biggest learning? What's your biggest takeaway?
The biggest takeaway is, well, I suppose there are several. It depends where you start. The biggest takeaway is make sure your business is well funded and that your strategy and business plan are actually real. Not what you think they are, but properly road tested and Excel spreadsheets, ink read off them, accountants looking at them, bank managers challenging all that. But just that, make sure that that bit's, you know, done properly, even for expansion. And I think the other thing is, that, and probably the most important of all, money is very, very important, but you need the right team around you to generate the money.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think for a long time, well, maybe for not for a long time, but yeah, for a decent period of time, there's a tendency to keep things close to your own chest and not share them out. But I read a book one time by a guy called Jack Welch, who built General Electric, called Straight from the Gut. And a takeaway from that book for me was something that I adopted into my own management thinking, was always hire people better than you.
Very good. Yeah.
Because you can be strategic, you can think ahead, but make sure the people around you are more than capable of doing the job, not just able, where you can go, well, I told you to do it that way and you didn't. Why didn't you? You want them coming and challenging you. So you've got to be confident and strong and believe in yourself to do that. But that I did. I read that book in 2001 when I was stuck in America at 9/11. And as a time to reflect and think, that was it. And I came back and went, right, this has got to be tried at least.
Very good. Very good. So along with Mr. Welch's book, have you any other sort of favorite books or favorite quotes, sayings that you turn to now and again for inspiration?
Yeah, one is a book by a man called William Clement Stone, way back in the 30s, depression years, 20s, 30s, called The Success System That Never Fails. A great saying that I've always stuck to, and I tell everybody, you know, failure can't live with persistency.
Great. Yeah, that's great.
You know, it can't. If you keep going, something will happen sooner or later that allows you to get a break. It might not have been the straight line you thought you were on, but if you stop, you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great advice. So what one thing would you say to anyone who is thinking of going into business for themselves?
What one thing would I say?
Or maybe it's a couple of things.
It's probably a couple of things. Believe in yourself, because there will be days where it's not going to be easy, but just have that belief. But you can only find that belief on a solid strategy. So you might have an idea, but you got to test that idea. You got to have your strategic plan. You've got to do, Tesco used to apply a thing, if you present it to them, they had a thing called Wibbit.
Okay.
And it stood for, would I buy it?
Yeah, very
so
good.
You know, you've got to have those sorts of things. So you've got to have self-belief, but you've got to have a plan that will allow you to execute that self-belief. And then you've got to be well-funded, properly funded.
Yeah,
you'd be better selling equity at the beginning or letting somebody take some sort of stake in your business that has the money to help you up. Because two things, you'll get the cash to help your cash flow, and secondly, you'll learn a lot from them, because if they've made enough to invest in you, they're not stupid.
Sure, sure. No, that's great. Great advice for the young folks. So what's exciting in 2023 within your own business?
Well, the expansion plan now with Radius Energy. In Radius, we have a very, very supportive shareholder, and a shareholder who is more than happy to follow through and help the growth of the business, because the business can grow. And an exciting part of that plan will be our expansion into the GB market properly.
Excellent.
Building a team of people and building a business in GB.
Very good. So where do you see the business in 5 years' time, sir?
I would see the business. I would like to see the business in 5 years' time as being the best at what it does in the markets it operates in, but doesn't necessarily have to be the biggest, but the best, and the best by peer review.
Very good.
And customer review.
Yeah. That customer service and that review that you get from them is essential, isn't it?
It's critical. Like we fortunately have, you know, decent Google reviews. We don't have a lot of them, but they tend to be good. Because we try to operate in an open way. Like, as I say, a year ago we told people don't sign contracts because there are none there that are suitable.
Yes.
That hurt us in the short term, but we had a shareholder that was supportive, and it's now paying us back.
Good, good. Well done. Well, look, Malcolm, I really appreciate your time jumping on the Business Spotlight today. And
no problem,
hope
Richard.
It's been useful to you as well. And thanks again.
Not a problem, Richard. Thank you.